Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Minnesota, come back home, and we'll see from there. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. I'm super focused, and I'm hopeful. I'm trying to will myself into some optimism here, but I want to start with this. Joe, there's this saying in life, we'll get him next time.
I hate that.
We'll get him next time.
I hate that.
It drives me nuts. Now, it's one thing when you're talking to a bunch of 11-year-olds and you lose a playoff game in whatever sport, soccer, volleyball, basketball, baseball. Yeah, we'll get them next time. You're trying to teach these kids to be resilient. But in professional sports, it's different. And in professional sports, there's only so much sand in the glass. And as it starts to go from one end to the other, when that last grain is all the way down to the end, there is no tomorrow. And I look at someone like Steph Curry, who's an all-time great. And there was a lesson that I learned this season.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You never, ever, ever, ever push fast forward on someone's career like Steph Curry. And there was a point in time this year where I was like, they're 25 and 26. I mean, maybe it's just, and I thought it, believe me, I'm guilty of this. Maybe you just shut it down. Maybe we poop for Coop. Maybe we just try to tank and we pack it in. And then you look up this morning, okay? Months later, after they make the great, bold Jimmy Butler trade, and I feel like it's been a great trade. You look up and you're like, look at the landscape of the NBA. Everything we thought to be true a couple of months ago is no longer. Mike Malone, solidified coach in Denver, that's no longer. Now, they're in a battle right now with Oklahoma City. Feels like Oklahoma City is going to advance, and I'm glad I brought up Oklahoma City during the regular season. Joe, did they not feel like they were Thanos and inevitable?
I mean, everyone told us that. I mean, I was skeptical, but everyone kept telling me, national media, Anthony Slater is going to join us later. They're a step above. They're a tier above everyone in the West.
How do you feel about them today?
I would not be shocked if the Timberwolves knock them off next round.
Okay.
If that is indeed the matchup.
Exactly. I feel similarly. The Boston Celtics, the reigning champions.
Oh, they're done.
Well, what did we think about them just 2 weeks ago?
Oh, they were going to run through the East. One injury changed all of that.
And even then,
they might have still been down 3-1 if Jason Tatum was healthy. Who knows?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the injury is a big part of how we view Boston. They might dismantle some of their team because of their luxury tax situation.
Correct.
Because of that injury. How are we feeling about Giannis this morning in the Milwaukee Bucks after the Dame Lillard injury?
Oh, they're done. And Giannis is going elsewhere.
Okay. The point that I'm getting at is that you never punt on a season, on a game, on anything when you have an all-time great player. Now, when you're the 2021 Giants and you're assembled in a goofy way and you got a bunch of goofy parts, I'm not saying you're reckless and you trade everything to go for it at the deadline. I think when you have an all-time great player, you owe it to the player, to the fan base, to yourself, to always be all in. And that's the thing I learned this season about the Golden State Warriors. And this brings me to tonight. If they can find a way, just find a way to win tonight, anything really is possible. And I know that sounds like a cliche, but the reality is we all understand how this works. Momentum is a sick drug. And if you win a game tonight, who knows what might happen? We saw Anthony Edwards riding on the floor the other day. No one's rooting for injuries.
No.
But one ankle turn can change the trajectory of a team, a series, a playoff format, and eventually it could be the champion. The Warriors were the benefactor of this on both ends. One way where Kevin Love and Kyrie got injured and history wrote itself because they seized the moment. On the other end, think about what happened with Toronto and how Kawhi Leonard solidified himself as a legend killer with Kevin Durant going down and Klay Thompson going down, and they maximized their opportunity.
Yeah.
So, look, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I listen to some of the things that Steve Kerr said, and I just throw my hands up in the air, and I say, Steve, you're an all-time great coach, but some of the things you said on Willard and Dibbs yesterday made no congruency whatsoever. There was no logical connection between how you felt about one player on your roster and how you discussed another player on your roster. One was, hey, we have to seize every moment and we cannot allow poor shooting for that player to go under the floor. The other one was, hey, we're just happy he's getting some experience. What? What? We're in this for experience?
That was a great Little John impression. I know.
So I'm asking the coach, how are you going to coach tonight's game? You going to coach tonight's game like the season's on the line? You going to coach tonight's game like you have an all-time legend who may possibly be able to come back? Or are we in this for some experience?
Screw that.
Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That interview that Shasky's alluding to was Steve Kerr, who was on yesterday. He's on Weekly with Willard and Dibbs. We'll play some of that because there were some interesting tidbits, as you're alluding to, Joe. And I know exactly the one that's bothering you the most, probably. It's talking about Brandon Pajemski and pods, and that's the guy I look at tonight. Listen.
I think it was the metaphor of pods.
Sure.
We'll get to it.
No, we'll get to
it. And I don't want to dice up his words because not fair. But when I heard it, I was like, no, this is exactly why I'm frustrated. And I think it was a great microcosm of how a lot of people have felt about how there are the haves and those that are the favorites and the ones that aren't.
Well, I'm looking at certain players in tonight's matchup and what you do. And this could be very well be a loss tonight. But you can still salvage something if you are a young player, like a Pajemski.
Absolutely.
Like a Moody. Kuminga. Just imagine if JK goes off again. He scores 30 points. Let's say it's a narrow loss, though.
Oh, it's Kuminga's fault they lost. All he does is lose.
Well, no. that improved his contract value exponentially. Brandon Pajemski, you don't think it'll give him confidence going forward if he has a big game tonight? Again, that you're going to say, Spinola, it's a loser mentality. They got one. Of course they have to win. But just think about how we view some of these elimination games when it's all said and done. The fact that Klay Thompson in his final game in a Golden State Warriors uniform failed to score a point, 0-for against the Kings in a play-in game. Whether we like it or not, that's a lasting image for some people, which sucks because he's a legend. And some people will say that's not fair. He's a four-time champion. He's just, I was like, great. How it ended, though, people will remember that. And that's how it ended. People will remember Chris Paul, the guy, you know, all the minutes that he had to go, Chris Paul. And he barely played. You know, JK came in for a couple minutes here and there in that series. So how it ends matters. How that ended for Jordan Poole a couple years ago in the Western Conference semis against the Lakers. They were done. I have the lasting image of Austin Reeves hitting a half-court buzzer beater and then them getting blown out in the second half. And that was it for Jordan Poole after that. He was no longer a Warrior. They traded him a week later.
You're referencing all the young players. Well, what about Draymond? Is Draymond allowed to just lay a giant egg? Mm. And we're just like, oh, well, you know, it is what it is. He's Draymond. You know, he's allowed a scholarship for the rest of his career to just play on the Warriors, even though he's got the $26 million salary chip that would fit with almost any trade that you're thinking of making this offseason.
Well,
I'm being dead serious.
I mentioned Clay a couple seasons ago, or last season, I should say. Like, is Draymond in that category yet? It seems a little strong. The guy was a DPOY candidate. He's going to be an all-team
defensive player. These last 2 months. Yeah, that DPOY, one second. That DPOY candidacy is one of the biggest fallacies of all time. The guy campaigned out of nowhere, had a great two-week stretch, and we like, oh, yeah, DPOY. Wait a minute. Did we watch the last 2 months of the season? He's had moments. They've gotten bodied. Like, every big loss that forced them into the play-in game, he was the one getting destroyed by an athletic big. I need to go through the list of bigs that killed him?
He had 15 first-place votes.
Carl Anthony Towns, OG Anunoby, Aaron Gordon. Like, I could go right down the list. Now let's go to the playoffs. Şengün, Julius Randle. Whose water is he cut off?
No, he's gotten over.
No one's saying that Draymond's not good. People. But to say that he was, like, excellent DPOY from start to finish, that was a Draymond made-up campaign.
I would say from start to finish. I think if you were just going to do the voting from, like February, again, from the trade deadline on, maybe. But again, as you mentioned, he faded down the stretch, and he's faded in these playoffs. And again, age is a part of that. Yeah. Not having your best player there, Steph Curry, is a part of it. You know, Jimmy Butler, you know, not being quote-unquote whatever wants him to be, playoff Jimmy. He was dealing with some sort of sickness, as Draymond alluded to a couple days ago and Steve Kerr alluded to yesterday. So what's Jimmy Butler's status heading into this game now? All of a sudden, I don't know where he's at. That's baked into the equation. I need him to play well. And if he's sick, if he has the flu or something, which is what it sounds like, yeah, great. Now, are we just going to get blown out tonight if I'm a Warriors fan? So,
how is everyone sick? How has everyone on this team been sick the last couple of weeks?
As you're hacking up over there.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, but I'm fighting through adversity. And I don't use it as an excuse.
You're not.
I mean, can we get some Pedialyte on this team? Can we get some emergency? Like, what's going on?
Get some IVs.
Well, where's Roger Clemens' wife with the B12 shots?
Was that what they were? B12 shots?
That was a joke. That last part was a joke.
By the way,
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.